Guerin, Dallas Stars tough guy, ticket hockey man. Tuesdays at 1:50 on Bad Radio. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Howdy and welcome to Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. My name's Norm Hitzkus. The roundtable for the next 40 minutes will include a totally focused Corby Davidson.
Thank you.
And just back from L.A., Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Norm.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
Thank you.
Not bad. Not bad. You were an immediate topic of conversation yesterday on my show with Richard Matvichuk.
Yeah, that was pretty amusing. Pretty amusing stuff.
Before we get to that audio, when you guys were on that trip and you're on the plane and stuff, have you guys been on a Cowboy road trip before on the Cowboys plane?
No, I've been on a Mavericks road trip on the Mavericks plane.
Okay, you know how you're kind of disassociated as far as the players go?
Yeah.
Is it that way on the Stars deal, or are they mixing and mingling with you?
You know, it's weird. For the most part, you're kind of disassociated. But when we were with the Mavs, and not that this is a bad thing, because I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah.
But when you're with the Mavs, they stay on their side of the fence, and you stay on your side of the fence, and everything's fine. There's, like, different sections of the airplane, and they're doing whatever they do. I bet you, half a dozen times a player would just come on up there and hang out for a little bit.
Wait,
you know?
Come on up there instead of back there? You were at the front of the plane and the players were at the back?
Well, it's a back-loaded plane. There's a little runway at the back of the plane.
Is this a troop carrier?
It's a big plane.
They flying, man, on a troop carrier?
It's a big plane.
Yeah, the static line.
But every seat was first class, so it didn't matter if you're in the front or the back. Mm-hmm.
So they had the coaches in the very front.
Yep.
And then the spares in the middle, and then the players in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very appropriately placed in the spare section.
So guys would come up and talk to Ralph and Razor, and you guys would just join in?
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, like Turco or Billy.
Guys would know you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Temple did not come up.
English-speaking guys generally would come up there to grab ass.
Which was fun.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was real cool. It was real cool. I mean, obviously, I have my favorites in this world, but I've always felt, and I don't know if this is that out there, that, you know, hockey players are just dudes for the most part, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's peer pressure, and maybe the NBA where it's just the opposite, where it's peer pressure the other way to act like a celebrity, but I think hockey's quick to...
You know why? Because they're the perfect celebrity, because 99% of the team could walk through here right now and no one would say a word to them.
Right.
Because no one knows what they look
True.
Like.
True, right.
You know? So they're celebrities just when they're on the ice. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So they don't have a chance to have a big head. You know, it's like they get a big paycheck, and that's really about it.
They're pretty happy to be where they are in this world.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. They're all from farm towns in Canada for the most part, and they all keep each other from getting too big a head. And yeah, it's a cool culture.
As opposed to traveling with the Cowboys, I don't know if this market in the early '90s. That was like traveling with NSYNC. It was unbelievable. You'd get to hotels and you couldn't get in. People were waiting in the lobbies with things to sign and
what was it like
to
traveling
sell.
What was it like traveling with NSYNC, Norm?
It was pretty good.
Really?
It was pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know what, though? And we obviously are quick to point out what A-Rod makes or what Aikman makes or even Madonna, and The flip side, of course, not to cry a river, but it's got to be weird, you know, not being able to go to a restaurant, you know. And we talked about how Madonna, he wasn't really seen that much, and I don't know if he hides in his hotel room because he has to, because he is a guy that could go to New York City and get pointed out. I don't know if he certainly wouldn't be mobbed, but he could.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go far without being recognized. So I don't know if he'd trade. I mean, think of Tiger Woods' life. Think of a simple run to the grocery store. It just seems... There's a flip side to it. It's probably worth it in the long run, having $100 million a year roll in. But
that's what Mickey Rourke, the actor, when he was like super big in the '80s, doing those, you know, After Diner and all that stuff. And
Wild Orchid.
Yeah, when he started to bottom out, like around Wild Orchid.
Right.
When did he exactly top out?
Well, okay, I don't know if he ever did.
Okay,
but
I'm
he was some sort of a celebrity. You know, I mean,
okay.
He was a big name, but he said that he knew that he had hit rock bottom when he had to go do his own grocery shopping and no one knew him.
Pobrecito. He had to go do his own grocery shopping, and nobody knew him.
Right.
See, that's a funny thing. Dan and I were talking about this at the All-Star game, at the NBA All-Star game last week, because there's celebrities everywhere. First, it's an All-Star game. Second, it's in L.A. So you would think if you're a celebrity and you were going to go to a sporting event, that'd be right up there. But it was really funny.
L.A. is Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay. Los Angeles. It's out in California. It's really funny, though, because you can kind of tell the A-list celebrities from the B and C list, where the C list, I think, want to be recognized pretty badly.
Yeah.
And
like that dude from Mad TV?
Yeah.
He's kind of like walking around, looking around.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who he was.
He's hanging out with Byron Allen.
Do you know who Will Sasso is?
No. I don't watch that shit on Mad TV.
He's the big fat guy from Mad TV.
Do you know him?
Okay. All right. Some people know.
What is Mad TV?
We've yet to find anyone else that knows.
It's the Saturday Night Live.
Bob claims this guy is genius.
Fox version of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I've seen that as I flicked by it.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not great. It's not bad, though. I mean, it's like Saturday Night Live. It has hits and misses.
Right.
Except Saturday Night Live can afford the big guests.
It's like the current Saturday Night Live is what you're saying. It has hits and misses. It's not like the old Saturday Night Live, which actually was a comedy show.
And which gets better every year we get away from it. The old Saturday Night Live gets better and better. Now I'm hearing that the Chris Farley era was awesome on Saturday Night Live. I clearly remember everybody hating it back when it was going on, but that's neither here nor there. But it was funny. There were guys, I mean, there's that line of celebrity where you don't want to get recognized, and then the need for it to feed the ego. Please recognize me. Somebody in here recognize me.
And then occasionally you get athletes who are recognizable, but for reasons absolutely don't want to be spotted, okay? Like, I remember traveling with the Rangers when there was a big deal with Juan Gonzalez. He had married Javi Lopez's sister. Do you remember that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He married Javi Lopez, the Braves catcher.
Was that Juan's first wife?
No, that was three. No, I'm serious. I had to stop for a minute.
Yeah,
I didn't
I know.
Do that as
three,
an uptake.
Five.
I think that was three. Yeah. It was his third wife, and
he had been divorced from the other two, or
yeah, okay. And he married her, I believe, in January, and left for spring training and never came back. I mean, just left, never sent for, you know. And the Lopez family's very, very well to do, and they took incredible offense at this.
And why?
Well, I was doing
spent the offseason with her.
Some traveling then, and that was the season that Lopez actually spent one trip to Kansas City sleeping in the visitor's clubhouse to avoid a couple of people that had been sent to look for Juan.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
90s, early 90s, mid-90s, somewhere in that. It was incredible.
Yet he didn't let it affect his play.
No.
He was a great player back then.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
All right, so you want to hear Richard Matpichuk Corby? Because
yeah.
I think this is extra funny. I think Norm has probably heard Gay Not Gay along the way, but I don't know that it's a weekly appointment on your calendar. Would that be fair to say?
It's never swept into my show, let me put it that way.
Right.
Okay, wait.
And Richard Matpichuk has clearly never heard it.
Oh, he hasn't. I was going to ask, do you guys know him at all?
Well, you know what we should do? We should hear it next.
We should hear it next, Dan, because there's nothing more important in the ticket stock than the clock. So up next, more stuff from Ticket Stock.